Hello, Bearers. Bearabella here. The Honeycast is excited to present the recording of Bearapalooza 2024. We'll be releasing each panel as a separate episode over the coming week. Kicking us off is a panel of the first cohort from the Build-A-Bearer workshop, featuring Pixel Bearer from Bearatone, Bearer Rodman from Kodiak Finance, Rato from Infrared Finance, and Fishy from Gummy, moderated by Yogi Bearer. Enjoy!
Without further ado, we're really excited to have y'all here. We're really excited to have Bearapalooza open. And, Ooga Booga.
BMBM. Can I get in Ooga fucking Booga?
Ooga!
Hi guys, I'm Yogi Bearer, and I am head of ecosystem at Bearachain. And today I have some awesome projects from our ecosystem. Guys, let's kick this off. Can you guys please give an intro on your projects and why you joined Bearachain? Yeah, please give the intros.
Hey everybody, my name is Pixel Bearer. I am the creative director on Bearatone. Bearatone is the premier AAA video game experience being built on Bearachain. Very much of a Harvest Moon, Animal Crossing vibe with some rhythm game, mini games, kind of like Mario Party. Super excited to be here. Hello.
Hey guys. I'm Bear Rodman, one of the co-founders of Kodiak Finance. We're Bearchain's native liquidity hub and building a suite of DEX tooling products and a suite of DEX tooling. And we aim to provide traders with the best trade execution and liquidity providers the most flexibility and control over their liquidity.
Hi, I'm Fishy. I'm the co-founder of Gummy. We aim to be the leading money market on Bearchain. We support literally any collateral by default with up to 99% LTVs. Very simple, very efficient. We got a P2P layer at the bottom where you can make super capital efficient loans. And on top of that, risk abstraction. So anyone can go and simply deposit and get the best liquidity available.
Hello. Can I get a hello back real quick? Hey, let's go. What's up, everyone? I'm Rido, one of the co-founders of Infrared. We're building the liquidity infrastructure layer on Bearchain. So what does that mean? First, it's a suite of products starting with IBGT, the first native LSD stack. Second, a Vodium platform. And then third, deeper infrastructure products. You can think MEV, block building, stuff like that. But essentially with the ownership of the LSD stack and the Vodium bribe layer, we aim to maximize yield and increase capital efficiency for everyone building in the ecosystem.
So we're currently in the age of forks. What differentiates you guys from everybody else trying to build something similar in your category? What makes you unique?
So talking about Bearatone, we are a AAA high production quality video game. We are different than a lot of the other video games that you see in the space simply by we're putting fun as our first priority. We are a video game first and foremost, and our goal is to capture gamers that are not necessarily in the Web3 sphere at all. So we're aiming for broad appeal and trying to capture a big market share with a fun game first and foremost.
Yeah, with Kodiak, I think with a lot of DEXs in general, you see a very familiar product suite. You see a lot of features that are used over and over again and not so much innovation on the actual UI, UX side of things. And one of the things that we're really leaning into is developing products that span across mobile, bring some of the cooler, unique features like DCA, bridging in-app, and just general features that increase user session lengths within the DEX space.
Yeah, so with Gummy, a lot of lending markets today only support a few assets. They support very limited collateral factors and so on. And so Gummy is basically like a money market for everything. Any asset that you have, any asset that you freshly deployed can immediately be used on Gummy. So it basically can just adopt to whatever the Bearchain ecosystem builds as it gets built day one. So that's kind of our main feature. And on top of that, we're focusing on features that more than a money market, we want to be a trading platform. So a platform where anyone can go and make high leverage trades on Bearchain or hedge on Bearchain or the trades that dominate crypto, because perp volume is the biggest volume in crypto. We want to use money markets to make that cheaper, more stable interest rates, and just a better experience for users. So ease of use, trading, and just being omni-collateral, omni-token.
So I think the last part of that question was why we chose to build on Bearchain. So I'll start with that before diving into the uniqueness of what Infrared is. To begin with, I think many of us here have heard of POL, which stands for Proof of Liquidity. It's the thesis that you need deep pockets of liquidity within an ecosystem in order for there to be a thriving DeFi ecosystem, right? We've seen this to play out true across, you know, many chains that launched over the past couple months. Fastest block times raised a lot of money, but truth of it was there were very little TVL there and the ecosystem was dead. So I fully buy into the thesis of aligning incentives across users, application layers, and the infrastructure providers in order to build sticky liquidity and to be able to help builders focus on what they do best. Why we are unique. So at Infrared, as you can imagine, we're building an LST stack, right? Most LST structures are built on top of a naturally liquid underlying asset, right? You look across Solana, Ethereum, they're all the same. For us, we're building on top of BGT, which is naturally liquid, non-transferable, which is similar to a soulbound token. So we have to think about our architecture in a little bit of a different way. How we go.
So what are some of the biggest challenges facing ecosystems today? And how do you see Bearchain's ecosystem addressing these?
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about some of the problems facing the traditional video game industry now and why Bearchain is choosing to build our video game on Bearchain. As we all know, there's been massive layoffs in the video game industry. That business model is not sustainable at all. The people making decisions about what games we play are completely out of touch shareholders and CEOs at the top of these companies that make poor decisions that then trickle down and we end up firing the entire studio that actually made the game. And that, as you can see, has rippling effects in the games industry where the most successful studios are having to lay off massive fractions of their workforce. We're really excited about building on Bearchain because we don't have to seek publisher investments. We can build the game that we want to build and creativity can really thrive. So I'm coming from a place where, you know, having some success making games in the Web2 space, but then no publishers want or are able to take risks because there's just simply not enough capital there. So some of the challenges that I think Bearchain faces currently are, you know, mainstream appeal. Web3 in general, all these different blockchains and projects excel in culture. As we can see here, Bearchain has rabid fans that come from all over the world to participate in events like this. Discord communities are popping all the time. So what we really want to do is bring other people into that ecosystem by giving them a fun game to play with an IP that's attached to Bearchain. So we're big fans of, you know, IPs like the Pudgy Penguins. We love that they're doing plushies and ancillary, you know, auxiliary media exploitation like that. We see Bearchain as Bearchain's version of that, where we want everybody to see our bear character and fall in love with it and play our game, even if they don't know what Bearchain is. And we're developing the game in a way where a lot of this technology is invisible under the hood. So they're playing the game and they're having fun and they're interacting with the Bearchain ecosystem and they don't even know it.
Yeah, like seriously, one of the greatest things about like Bearchain and all this different like new technology for raising capital and building blockchains is that we can democratize stuff like game creation. And with Gummy, it's finance. We're democratizing a lot of the access to lending and borrowing markets that previously didn't exist. So if you're have a new gaming company, for example, and you need to borrow, you know, to get funding, Gummy will let you do that. And so that's like a lot of the power of the Bearchain ecosystem is we're just like opening up a blank palette for everyone to like build projects.
So I think one of the largest problem plaguing crypto in general is liquidity, sticky liquidity specifically, right? I think most of us realize that maybe we're even part of it is that liquidity is mercenary. It's, you know, it chases yield. You go to the next hottest thing and typically it's propped up by tokens with speculation, right? But the truth of it is, as soon as that token goes to zero, everyone takes their liquidity and moves on to the next best thing. So it becomes very difficult for builders to really build for the long term when you think that liquidity and users are going to be driven away. So proof of liquidity helps solve that, right? The way it is accomplished is by evening the playing field between users, applications, and validator sets. So yield is generated natively by the chain through block rewards. What I mean by block rewards is like chain transaction fees, fees generated by the native dApps that's going to launch alongside the chain. And what this does is creates a very robust environment for builders to be able to focus on what they do best. A lot of this space, as a builder myself, I've seen that a lot of builders are spending too much time worrying about liquidity, right? What is the cost of capital? How are you going to go about attracting liquidity? But in Bearchain, you know, you're able to access that through proof of liquidity. And what we're doing at Infrared is building all the tools available so that builders are able to come in, access proof of liquidity in a streamlined manner, and be able to focus on what they do best. And then on the other side of things, users as well, right? Users are the ones that are bringing liquidity, liquidity providers, et cetera. We're able to streamline and maximize their yield, where, you know, we do everything under the hood on their behalf. So we're able to kind of like help build out a, you know, pretty robust and flush ecosystem within Bearchain.
Next question. How does POL work with your project and how can the ecosystem benefit?
So I guess the question is around proof of liquidity. I kind of went about, talked about kind of like the avid, like, advantages of proof of liquidity. Maybe I can share a little bit about how the proof of liquidity flywheel works. We've been sending out some content, thought leadership pieces to try to educate the greater community around that. But let me just give you guys an example of how it works, right? So at the center of proof of liquidity is the native governance and staking token, BGT. I'm sure many of you guys have heard about it. The only way to receive BGT is by providing liquidity to a set of whitelisted applications. When you do so, you'll get BGT in return. When you get BGT, you then have the ability to stake it to validators. Validators then, once staked, have the ability to secure the network by building blocks, right? And earlier when I mentioned how yield is generated natively on chain and flown back to the users and protocols, that comes from the block rewards. So all the block rewards that are generated will be, or at least the majority of it, will flow back to BGT holders. And at the same time, validators will have the rights to direct additional BGT emissions to protocols in order to attract additional liquidity to get that flywheel started. So hopefully that makes sense. That's a little bit of a context around proof of liquidity. What we're doing at Infrared is we are building at the lowest level of the chain so that we build everything in order to interact with proof of liquidity, including our own validator set, so that when users, liquidity providers come on the chain, they can focus on, you know, what some most of the time matters most to them, which is acquiring the most yield.
And so while Infrared is basically building the framework to where people can direct liquidity, Gummy is one of the markets where people can actually go and direct liquidity to the market. So Gummy is going to allow you to basically direct capital from proof of liquidity and to actually harness that in real use cases where you can borrow against whatever assets that you please, and borrow against tokens of new projects and things like that. And so the power of proof of liquidity is really that we're taking the resources of a chain and the validators and redirecting them to the apps and the protocols and the actual use cases on top of the chain. And so with Gummy, that's super, super powerful because now we have the liquidity of this giant chain helping to support projects and making it easier for them to build lending liquidity, DEX liquidity, and, you know, new fan bases and ways to interact.
Yeah, so with how Kodiak reacts to or utilizes proof of liquidity, it's a bit different than kind of at the validator layer or at the infra layer as Infrared does. But generally speaking, DEXs and new and upcoming DEXs spend a ton of their token emissions on incentivizing liquidity for major assets, such as ETH pairs, such as stablecoins, etc. With proof of liquidity, it allows us to subsidize attracting some of this liquidity. And as a community DEX or an ecosystem native DEX, this is really important because we can focus our incentives and our emissions on the longer tail risk assets, which are typically community-based projects. And so, yeah, at a high level, it supports us in subsidizing attracting liquidity for majors. And I think this is something that's fairly interesting in the DEX space and really hasn't been seen before.
What would you give to a new team building on Bearchain?
Okay, so the question was, what advice would I give to other teams building on Bearchain? If you followed Baritone's marketing at all, we are very concise and consistent with what we choose to post on social media. Steer clear of the Ooga Booga vibes, because like I said, our main goal is to capture the 100 million gamers out there and not just the 100,000 Bearchain users. So we see a huge potential in capture in the market. I would urge other projects building on Barrachain to think really hard about who their target audience is and work backwards from there in trying to acquire them.
I think the first advice I would give is just engulf yourself in the culture. Spend some time understanding it. I think we have an extremely collaborative ecosystem, and if you need resources or need to kind of get a starting place, it's one message. You're one message away from anyone in the ecosystem who's going to spend time to help you develop what you're building. And I think to summarize, I think just engulfing yourself in the culture and really the ethos of Barrachain is probably a great starting point.
And just like learn from others and make friends, right? Like this is one of the most high signal communities in crypto. And just like talk to founders of whatever you're planning on building, talk to the founders of every other competitor because they will have something to teach you.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys can tell by now that we are very blessed to be in a space where it's very open and collaborative. It may not be the same for some of the other ecosystems, just speaking from past experience, but I think in the Barrachain ecosystem, there's enough opportunity, right, for everyone to take a piece. I think everyone realizes it. And speaking from just working with some of these guys on the panel itself is, you know, we want to be able to work together, push each other up, which generates value back to the ecosystem. So very, very collaborative environment. I urge everyone that if you are planning on building in the ecosystem to reach out to us. We at Infrared build at the lowest level of the chain. So we're intimately familiar with the tech stack. We've been building for the past, 6 to 8 months. So please feel free to reach out. We're always happy to help. Outside of that, there's, amazing resources within Barrachain in itself. There's amazing accelerator program called Build a Bear Accelerator. They're currently wrapping up the first cohort, and they'll soon be opening cohort within the next few months here. And I believe every single project on this panel were part of the first cohort. And I just got to say, it's, I have nothing bad to say. It was an extremely amazing experience. Last thing. So with IBGT as well, I fully expect an entire DeFi ecosystem to be built around it. If any builders, have any ideas, any innovative ideas or anything that they want to work around with IBGT, please find me after this panel. I'd love to chat with you. Love to be able to provide support.
Yeah. Then we're here for you.
What are some untapped things you would like to see explored for Barrachain's ecosystem?
Shen, question was about untapped areas of the ecosystem that you would like to see explored. Me personally, as a game developer, with the huge opportunity in the Barrachain gaming space, I would love to see some more gaming genres explored. We have this kind of life sim farming gameplay covered. So I would love to see, like a hardcore turn-based RPG, some open world stuff. The time is now.
Yeah, I don't think we have quite enough Kodiak-Fi integrations. So anyone building on top would be great, and happy to support and discuss that. A few areas is I would like to see more derivatives built on top of products like Kodiak, as well as like a small focus on mobile, as I feel like that's somewhat untapped.
Yeah. So from Gummy's perspective, we're thinking about things kind of like from the trading perspective. Even though we're money market, we're doing a lot of leverage trading, those sorts of things. And I think one of the things that, is probably untapped in Barrachain is we need to just like onboard the next, 100 million people. I know that's kind of a meme, but like making it easy for new people to onboard and use these dApps is going to be great. And it's going to be super helpful for all of us.
Yeah. So, I don't think there's an area that I would pinpoint that's extremely lacking, but I'm quite interested to see how the growth of Barrachain will expand out and how each individual vertical will expand out, right? We have a, amazing group, we have amazing groups of builders today. Some of us are on the panel today, but there's also a whole untapped group of builders that are coming from outside the ecosystem as well. Many which that, the four of us has probably spoke to a lot, but there's also another large group of individuals that have yet to kind of explore the Bear Chain ecosystem. At Infrared, as kind of like the first touch point for many, you know, many projects that are coming to build on the ecosystem when they think about accessing proof of liquidity, we want to be able to talk to, you know, more founders and help educate them and show them kind of like what the value add is, you know, when they choose to build on Bear Chain.
What are your predictions for the future of Bear Chain ecosystem? And what role do you see your project playing in shaping our future?
So I think Baritone's key role in the Bear Chain ecosystem is onboarding non-crypto users. We're implementing super approachable gameplay that anybody can play. It's going to be free to play for everybody. You don't need an NFT to jump into the game. It's going to launch very much like a traditional game that everyone is used to playing. So it doesn't present itself as a DeFi project whatsoever. We have high production quality. We're going to have the best art direction. We just hired one of the top art studios in the world, which all results in a strong IP with wide mainstream appeal. We also see Baritone playing a role as kind of a community hub. We love the culture here, and we are trying to develop a place where Bearchain users can attach their identity to their bear, customize and dress them up and customize their house and their home base however they want to, and really hang out with their friends and communicate. You know, we're talking about voice chat, text chat in game, making groups and parties with your friends and participating in a bunch of gameplay activities together. So we're super excited to have everybody play Baritone. That's all.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, like, I'm a degen. The Kodiak team is full of degens, and I think Bear Chain is the perfect place that we get to build products for people like us and products that we would like to use every day. In terms of where I think this is going, I think this is really the first time that we've been able to capture this kind of degen memetic narrative within or like alongside an L1. So in terms of where I think this can go, I really can't give you like a firm answer, but I think there's a large opportunity here.
Yeah, I mean, I think here we have a place where we can experiment and basically build the financial stack of the future. So Gummy is meant to be pretty much the primitive where you can just borrow against anything. I've reiterated it many times, but credit is like one of the most important forces in the world. And so making it available for everybody to where they can just go and launch their own token and borrow against it and lend and get access to lending opportunities in any potential market. I think that allowing just like credit for everyone is going to be very interesting in terms of how it shapes the future. Because previously we lived in a world where credit was only something that a very finite amount of people had access to. But now this is opening up credit to a larger group of people.
Yeah, so let me first start off by, you know, talking a little bit about IBGC, our product line, and how that plays back to Bear Chain, and then get to how kind of like it goes back into shaping the future of it alongside the Bear Chain Foundation at first. So like IBGC, we build a product to really help simplify for users, liquidity providers to navigate proof of liquidity on the more on like the validator side, and also building like the Votium type of products. We provide the tool set necessary for projects coming into the ecosystem to access capital at the cheapest cost of capital. And then lastly, on, you know, validators, by owning the BGT stack and running our own validators, we then have the ability to be one of the main block builders within the network. So when you think about that, and you think about like more infrastructure level products that could turn into MEV type products, block space elements. So when you take a look at, you know, maybe some of the other panelists coming up in terms of like building rollups on Bear Chain, we can have a heavy hand on that. And as we move into a world with native yield, that is something that Infrared can be a part of to help these rollups access native yield from block rewards from Bear Chain itself. So it's safe to say that, you know, we fully expect to be working hand in hand with the foundation and the amazing, you know, team over at Bear Chain to help shape and build a future of Bear Chain as we kind of progress.
Collaboration is essential for fostering innovation. What type of collaborations are you most looking forward to on Bear Chain?
Okay, so just a few words before we go here. I just wanted to say, you know, I came into Bear Chain in 2022, commissioned to do the BitBear artwork, if anybody knows the BitBear collection. That was me. So as kind of a non-crypto person, I'm from the traditional Web2 game development scene. Bearchain has welcomed me with open arms and allowed me to really create the game of my dreams. So I just want to extend a big thank you to everybody at Bearchain and the community for being so supportive of Baritone. Our first NFT launch was a huge success, and I'm just excited for the future.
I'm very aligned with everything Pixel has said. I think one of the things that has really stood out about building in Bearchain is how opening or how the community will accept you with open arms no matter what you're building. I think that really captures what Bearchain's about in a lot of this community. Super appreciative of everyone that's a part of it and to be building products for this community.
Yeah, like when we think about what are one of the strongest things about Bearchain, like sure, like blockchain and crypto, it's very open, very permissionless, but Bearchain is a permissionless community where you have permission to build. Like anyone can just go, and if you want to be a founder here, just like go talk to everyone. Like your project can probably be built here. That's what I think is, you know, one of the strongest things.
Yeah, I've known the Bearchain team for quite a while, and I think, you know, like the structure of an organization and the vibes of the general community always flows from the top, right? As a lot of these guys mentioned, you know, the Bearchain community in general has fostered a very open and collaborative community with lots of fun, a lot of degenerateness that we all love. It gets back into the core ethos of crypto, right? And I'm sure everyone quite enjoys that. But the most beautiful part of it is we're surrounded by a lot of smart individuals, a lot of smart builders, and we're working towards a goal that has plagued crypto for a long time. Bearchain team has, you know, made strides in order to solve this, and I'm quite excited to kind of like see where this goes, and very blessed to be part of this to help kind of provide value back to the ecosystem while working alongside these guys. And the same as these guys, you know, providing, you know, an openness and just helping myself along this journey. I want to do the same. If anyone out there that's trying to build on Bearchain has any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. Also happy to connect you with like some of the other guys. Anything I can do to help. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in. The next app features a panel discussing Bearer Rollups with Rushi from Movement Labs, Scott from Argus Labs, and Brandon from Shogun. See you on the next one.